Good morning, everybody. I don't know what kind of bird that is. On this very nice morning, August 28th, 2015. I have to go to the dentist today. But this boo is more about my favorite season as put forth by Sassy Cat. I believe McColgan, listened to McColgan's last night. I think my favorite season would have to be pepper. I just got a grinder. Pepper cup. What do they call them? Peppercock? No. Peppercorn. Anyways, for real. My favorite season? I would say it has to be... Oh, it's a tough one. There's two of them that I just love. And one I hate to see end. But I'd love to see the other begin. Winter for me is, it's a dormancy in a sense. It's a waiting period. It's everything that you don't want and you wouldn't include in any of the three others. Here comes the geese. And in Minnesota, it's so unpredictable. Last year, it wasn't too bad at all. But, you know, in your lifetime, you get one a year, so if that wasn't too bad, there has been some others that I compared it to, which weren't so great. Summer in Minnesota, we have well over 10,000 lakes here in Minnesota, and so we can become humid at times. But we can also have some really nice weather during the summer. And this year was really great. We had a couple days that hit the 90s. But other than that, it was just perfect balance of rain, sunshine, everything. And the grass grew well. The bushes flourished. Everything did really well this year with minimal amount of manual watering. So that's that. Now we get to the other two seasons. We have spring with the budding of all the new stuff and that changeover from the skeletal structures of trees in the sky starting to fill out and block light and create shade and the warmth coming, the newness as the grass starts to flourish and hostas start to come up. And the drabby browns from hibernating vegetation starts to be recolored with Mother Nature's crayons as spring evolves and takes over. And it's all refreshed and new and everything. And smaller trees are now a little bigger. Everything. It's just, it's growth. And it's a huge change. Yet sometimes winter hangs on and drags out spring. You know, when I compare it to other springs, last spring was a good spring. And lots of things grew. And then there's fall. And that's the period coming up upon us right now here in Minnesota. As the state fair started yesterday, Labor Day is coming up. That's when all the schools, all the kids go back to the schools. All the schools are opening. Colleges are back in session. Everything of that nature. The summer jobs are gone. All the resorts and all the lakes and stuff are going to their winter hours. All the traveling. I'm not saying it ceases. However, it changes. Lots of things shut down. And the season, they're looking at their take. It was a good summer season for the water parks and all the outdoor stuff and everything. That's what they're doing now, because this is their last hurrah, Labor Day weekend coming up. Not this weekend, next weekend. So, with the state fair starting, that means we're headed towards this period that we call fall. And football will start up, North American football. Not soccer, but football starts up. But we are getting some soccer coming in here. We got a new stadium probably going up in St. Paul. And we got a team. So it's kind of exciting. Football starting. High schools have been practicing already. So their games are starting. So then lights, Friday night lights will be shining, I guess. You know, stuff like that. So fall is in the mixed. In the mist, homecomings and deer season will be coming up near the end of the fall. Deer season, where you get to go out and hunt. I used to do a lot of that, and that was in the late fall, November, early November here in Minnesota. The changing of the guard, the changing of the leaves, the colors, you know, and then the leaves falling and the cold marches in, and yeah, that's another change. So it's just like spring, the change. I like the changing of the seasons as they come in and as they go out, but as fall goes out, it's winter, and I've lived here, you know, all these years, and it doesn't, you know, I clear the patio, the driveway, there's certain territory that I reclaim from the snow, and I make do with it and have hobbies that I do and things. However, you just don't get out as much. You don't get the opportunities as much as what the Mother Nature can give you in the other three seasons. You know, especially, you know, summer. I guess that's where summer really ranks up there. I would say I would have to go with fall, summer, spring, then winter. But I can find something good in all of them, I imagine. So, but, you know, lately I've been actually considering moving further south. But, you know, there's certain things that I don't like about moving south. And that's, you know, a drastic heat during a longer summer. Snakes, reptiles, don't have them up here that much at all. In Minnesota, we have, you know, certain breeds of snakes, but nothing. I haven't seen a snake around these parts in decades, and that's about it. So I got to go with fall, just as the summer breaks. Right now, late summer, early fall, best period of time. Well, I hope you all are doing good. Thanks, Sassy Cat, for the topic. I'm a little late on getting on board on this, but you know what? As they say, better late than never. I wonder who they are.